This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
403 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. Yeah. We got some nasty weather that is on the way. We will get you through all of that. Getting a couple of notes coming in here on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, with the weather situation where you are. Let me see here, Jeff. Sean in Richmond, I am delivering the mail. And from the from where I am in Richmond, it's starting to rain like cats and dogs, heavy nonstop since 3. All right. So just keep us up to speed. That's all I'm saying. Up here in Hanover, as an example, we got nothing. We've got cloudy skies, but no rain, no real wind, stuff like that. But this thing is going to be with us for the next couple of days. A couple of folks getting in here on the big issue of the day, and I am going to remind you, I got a 4-pack of tickets for you to head over to the Raceway this weekend. We're going to give that to you 4:20-ish this afternoon, so just about 16 minutes from now. Let me see. All right, also from Midlothian, Jeff, it, quote, sucks to be a delivery man today. We've got all sorts of heavy downpours here in Midlothian. 804 says, Jeff, the Democrats are trying to Sarah Palin J.D. Vance, but J.D. is a smart dude. I agree with you. I think he is a very smart guy. And the idea that he should apologize for working hard and accomplishing things is so thoroughly un-American. But maybe that's what we need to take from Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. They don't like America. They look at what you have built, what I have built, what we have achieved, what we have accumulated, and they say, well, no, we don't like that. We want to go all Venezuela on you. Please make no mistake. This is not a folksy, feel-good, next-door neighbor. That's how they're trying to position this Tim Walz. Tim Walz is an absolutely awful human being. Not just a terrible candidate, but an awful human being. And we can certainly talk about him as Tampon Tim, because that was one of his main claims to fame as governor. He put tampons into all of the boys' bathrooms. Oh, and he also put boys into the girls' bathrooms and put boys on the girls' athletic teams. He also said that if you or I, as a parent, do not want our child to engage in this insane, dangerous surgery and medication with gender, then, well, according to Tim Walz, the state of Minnesota would simply take those children away from us. Tim Walz is not a good guy. You need to understand that to your very, very core. You also have to ask the question why Kamala Harris has not answered any questions for 17 days. You'd also better ask yourself and ask your friends who might actually be part of the Democrat Party in 2024, how can you tell us that you are defending democracy when you discounted the votes of 14, 15, 16 million of your fellow Democrats. Think about it. Tim Walz wants to castrate your kids. And we're the weird ones. That's what 804 says. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. 804, another 804 says, Jeff, Tim Walz looks and sounds like Bernie Sanders' little brother. You know what's weird? Is that this Tim Walz, who does look like he's ancient, he and Kamala Harris are the same age. They're both like 59, 60. Fascinating for me to see so many of the younger generation excited by this ticket, given that, well, they're the age of your parents. Right? Somebody here on the text line, I don't quite understand this one. Has Jeff taken a position on Snoop Dogg? No, I have not. Why would I? What is it about Snoop Dogg that I am supposed to weigh in on? I am unaware of that. So, text me. Yeah, use the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Tell me why I should have an opinion on Snoop Dogg. I'm going to tell you a little piece of good news. Made me smile. Donald Trump, remember him? President of the United States. You remember way back when he was president. Economy was cooking. Everybody had good jobs. 401ks were fantastic. We were respected around the world. You remember way back when. Guess what? Donald Trump has taken the lead. It's a narrow lead, but still a lead with Jewish voters in New York. Wow. Back in June, Joe Biden led Donald Trump 52 to 46% amongst Jewish voters in New York. Wow. It's an amazing turn. Now, you may not think it's a big deal, but the poll found that 50% of likely Jewish voters favored Donald Trump, 49% favored Kamala Harris. Is it within the margin of error? Yes. Yes, it is. However, the very fact that Donald Trump, a Republican, at any point has taken the lead amongst Jewish voters is rather inspiring to me. It's heartening to me. I'm glad to see it. Because what Kamala Harris and her Democrat Party have done is to say to Jews, we're not interested in a damn thing you have to say. We have turned our back on Israel. We stand with Hamas. We forced Josh Shapiro to fundamentally come out and beg and bow in front of you, kowtow, and apologize for his support of Israel in the past. And then we didn't pick him to be vice president anyway. I'm asked this question all the time. Jeff, I don't understand why Jews vote for Democrats so much. I can sit here as a Jew and tell you, I ask this question. I don't understand why Jews vote for Democrats so much. I've asked it for years. I've asked it for decades. I've asked it since I was a little kid. And there's never really been a rock-solid good answer. But here's what I can kind of spitball this with you. There's a large segment of the Jewish population which has taken to heart this thing called Tikkun Olam. And it's all about repairing the world. Now, they take it out of context. Because to put it in context, there was the need to Tikkun Olam, to repair the world, because God had destroyed the world. But they leave out that first part because there are so many, frankly, left-wing secular Jews who have adopted left-wing secular ideology as their personal religion. You know, it's easy enough to put a label on yourself. And we're making it easier every time we say, oh, well, how do you identify? Well, I identify with my eyes. You know, I look at things. Yeah, that's right. I look at things. That's how I identify things. I'm a Jewish guy. And I know that the Republican Party, in general, conservatives in general, Donald Trump in particular, have taken the issue to heart, have taken the issue of Israel and defending Israel, standing with Israel, taken it all to heart. There is no better friend that Israel has ever had in the White House than Donald Trump. I don't understand how anybody can look at Donald Trump and say, well, you know, I don't think he likes Jews. I've heard that. I've heard that from friends of mine who are Jewish. I said, well, what exactly is it that he's ever done or said? Oh, I don't know. Well, what do you mean you don't know? You just made this terrible blanket charge, insulting and demeaning, which I know are the strong suits for the leftists, but how has Donald Trump ever disappointed you on Jewish issues or on Israeli issues? And I don't know what the answer is. I've never seen it. I saw a guy who said, we're going to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem because Jerusalem is the capital. You have to know that some of the American State Department folks who had been stationed at the embassy in the past, they didn't want to move the embassy. You know why? Because Tel Aviv has great beaches and great bars and great nightlife. And in fact, the embassy, when it was located in Tel Aviv, was right by one of these amazing sports bars that led onto the beach. So they didn't want it to move. But Donald Trump came in and said, I promise to move that embassy to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the capital. Tel Aviv is not the capital. Why hasn't it been moved? And they gave him all sorts of arguments and problems and blah, 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 blah. And you know what happened? Donald Trump said, hey, that thing needs to be moved. And then he followed up and said, don't we have a building in Jerusalem? They said, oh, yes, we have a consulate in Jerusalem. Well, the consulate should be in Tel Aviv because Tel Aviv is not the capital. The embassy should be in Jerusalem because it is the capital. And if we already have buildings in both locations, don't we fundamentally just have to change the signs out front and tell people to go to work at a new location if, in fact, we're going to move them? Donald Trump moved that embassy. First guy. We've been hearing it from the Democrats and the Republicans for decades. Oh, we're going to move it. We'll move it. And they always came up with an excuse, but not Donald Trump. Donald Trump said, I promised to do it. I'm doing it. He did it. I know there are all these folks, well, I don't like what he said in this, and I don't like this tweet. I'm just telling you, you got to get over it. Because what we have right now with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, you essentially have Hugo Chavez and Fidel Castro. You have Maduro. You have hardcore extremist socialists who believe that the state owns you and owns your children. Now, if you're happy with that, well, I got a problem with it, but I'm just here to tell you, you are setting yourself up for a very, very difficult life. I don't want to be owned by the state. Not interested. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. All right, I'm moving. I like Snoop. You know what's weird? In addition to Snoop, I always, Wiz Khalifa, rolling one with the Wiz. I never actually was rolling one with the Wiz because I don't actually roll one, but I always found it entertaining. But yeah, all right. Well, I don't know why I'm supposed to weigh in on Snoop Dogg, but there you have it. I've weighed in on Snoop Dogg. I like Snoop. I like Snoopy better, but I kind of like Snoop. All right, I've got tickets. I've got tickets for you because it's 4:20. It's not even 4:20-ish. It's 4:20. All right, it's ish. We got a family four-pack of tickets. You'll head over to Richmond Raceway Complex this weekend. You want the tickets? Easy, easy, easy. You call us, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Caller number 11, you are going to get that family four-pack of tickets, 833-804-1140. Coming up at 4:33, we are going to talk a little bit more, explore exactly who this Tim Walz is. Let me share a couple of things with you. And I know it's not the only thing that's happening today, but boy, we've never seen a threat to the United States of America like we are seeing right now. This Tim Walz guy, who put tampons in boys' school bathrooms, is saying, well, you know, J.D. Vance is weird. Really? Oh, okay. You're the guy who put the tampons in the boys' room. Uh-huh. Well, all right, I'll take that weird. But here's a couple of things that should make you concerned. Tim Walz and Kamala Harris in favor of making sure that illegal aliens are never forced to leave the country. Blanket amnesty and citizenship for all illegal aliens. Are you happy with that? How much fentanyl do you want in your neighborhood? Medicare for all. They are both on record as saying, yeah, you shouldn't have any private health insurance. No private health insurance in the land of Harris and Walz. Fracking? Oh, yeah. You have to stop that. Why? Well, it's a political issue. It's not a political issue. It's an energy issue. You got people who are paying their bills, keeping food on the table using fracking. Nope. Going to do away with it. Don't even start with law enforcement. Tim Walz and Kamala Harris hate the cops. Simple as that. There's no context. There's no subtext. There's no hidden message. They hate cops. And they have each done everything possible to undermine law enforcement. Kamala Harris, all in favor of, quote, defunding the police. Tim Walz would not answer the cries of Minneapolis police officers, Minnesota State Patrol troopers who said, my God, we need help here in Minneapolis. We have so many people rampaging through the streets, burning buildings. These are stores that families had for years and years, burning them. We need help. Send the National Guard. Tim Walz refused to do that. Refused to provide any backup for law enforcement in Minneapolis until it was far too late. His wife, you want to talk about weird? His wife went to great lengths to tell everybody she was very happy to open the windows in the governor's mansion so that she could smell the tires burning. I got to remind you something. Those tires belong to somebody. Those tires were on somebody's car, for goodness sakes. And you think that's good? You find that enjoyable? What exactly am I missing? We'll share that in a couple of moments, to be sure. But we're going to dive into this Walz character. And keep track at home. I'm very serious. How long will it be until the wannabe president, or not ready for primetime vice president, stay silent? Don't you think she should at some point say something? It's 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
434, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I want to remind you, tomorrow our good friend Congressman Rob Whitman is going to be dropping by. I always look forward to chatting with him. And you need to be focused on some of the weather we're dealing with. This is Tropical Storm Debbie. Some of it is rolling in as we speak in certain parts of the area. The rest of it is coming in this evening, and it's going to be with us. It's going to be with us through the night, through all day tomorrow, through most of the day on Friday. So please make sure you're close. I have to take a moment here. I just learned that Roxanne Gilmore has passed away. Roxanne Gilmore, the beloved wife of former Governor Jim Gilmore. And I just want to offer my condolences to the Gilmore family. They're good people. on the loss of their wife and their mom, Roxanne, who is also a marvelous woman, a great, great credit to our Commonwealth. And if you are so inclined, please keep Governor Gilmore and his family in your thoughts and prayers as they deal with this. It's a difficult thing for any of us to have to deal with. We are looking at our presidential candidates, but we're also looking at these vice presidential candidates. Now, I would love to hear something from Kamala Harris, our not ready for primetime vice president. But as you know, she hasn't really spoken to anybody in 17 days where they could ask a question. She's delivered some very, very heavily scripted talks, and it still didn't make much sense. But she wound up picking Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. And the way that they're positioning him, just so I want you to be very clear on this, the way they're positioning him is, oh, gosh, geez, he's just an aw shucks sort of a guy. You know, he's just fuzzy. And let me tell you something. He is a hardcore socialist, a far left-wing radical, who has said, your kids don't belong to you. Your kids belong to the state. It is dangerous for each and every one of us. Tim Head is the executive director over the Faith and Freedom Coalition. They are looking at this, I know, and I wanted Tim to come on and offer some insight and some perspective on it. Tim, I appreciate you being here.
Well, thanks so much for having me, and for I think we can have a pretty sober-minded conversation, but still point out exactly where it looks like the Harris Walz ticket is headed. You know, they're going to try to paint this thing as kinder and gentler. You know.
Yep. Well, they're doing that with him as we speak, right? He's just an aw shucks sort of a guy. He's just like your friendly neighbor, and he was a high school coach and all this other stuff. They're leaving the stolen valor out of it. They're leaving the ridiculous moves with menstrual products in the boys' room. I mean, there's just so much there. So, Tim, I'm gonna ask you. I mean, grab onto it. Let us know what we need to know about this guy.
Well, you know, I think one of the maybe kind of calling cards that's probably going to emerge over the next, you know, 3 or 4 weeks here is he had a quote a few months ago. Well, this is several months ago that one man's socialism is another man's neighborliness.
That's right.
And I think that's probably a pretty decent kind of you know, caricature of exactly where he's coming from. That basically most of the policy positions that he's going to be he and Kamala Harris are going to be talking about is going to be kind of like lipstick on socialism.
Yeah.
And I think the sooner that we kind of just all come to terms with, you know, you can call it whatever you want, but this is the state interjecting into private lives more and more and more and more and more.
What about interjecting into the private lives of parents and their children? And from my reading of it, tilting everything in favor of the state to take those kids away and do things.
That's a great place to start. You know, I mean, unfortunately, in the Commonwealth, you saw this in 2020, and that's part of the reason why you have a different governor, you know, right now. But went through very similar exercise in Minnesota under Governor Walz's tenure there. I think probably the most pronounced one is a lot of parents have kids that go through that go to high school and get dual credit classes, dual credits for classes that they take in high school, but you can get college credit for it. If you're going to a private religious school in Minnesota and you have to sign a statement of faith, like a conduct statement, mm-hmm. To go to that school, you can't get college credit for classes that you took at that at that school, even if they're math classes, English classes. Wow. You know, just kind of very practical things, just because you took those classes at a Christian school or a Catholic school instead of at the state of Minnesota school.
It's outrageous. And again, as you point out, Tim, we're not necessarily talking about theology classes or divinity classes, where I would disagree, but I'm sure somebody could make an argument. But you're talking, you're saying, it's math class. It's English comp. It's composition 101, for goodness sakes. But because it is provided by a religious institution, Tim Walz says, nope, can't get anything.
Can't get anything, and you know, you always have to keep in mind that, you know, the kind of the MO, the modus operandi of folks doing this is to kind of turn the heat up on the dial. So whenever, anytime you see a heat, you know, the temperature start to tick up, you know, 2 or 3 degrees, know that the goal isn't 2 or 3 degrees. The goal is boiling water. Yeah. And when you see them dealing with a school like this, you know that that's not the end game.
That's exactly right. Tim Head is joining us. He's the executive director over at the Faith and Freedom Coalition. We're talking a little bit about this Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. You know, he came in, Tim, with a $19 billion budget surplus. He spent every penny of that, and then he turned around and raised taxes in Minnesota by $10 billion. To put it mildly, he is not a good steward of the public's money.
Well, you know, this reminds me, I guess, of the Margaret Thatcher quote. You know, the main problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of everybody else's money.
Exactly.
And this is like a clinical, you know, case study of exactly that.
Yeah.
You know, one of the, you know, kind of lesser known but becoming more known expenditures is state funding for. Sex change therapy.
Yes.
And sex and kind of hormonal treatment for minors. And by the way, schools in Minnesota do not have, matter of fact, they're prohibited from telling parents if a child comes into the school and says, "Hey, I want to, you know, I'm kind of identity issues. I want to change." School cannot tell the parent. And so, you know, this is a ball of yarn that's going to take a little while to unpack, but I don't think this is the direction most Americans are looking for.
Tim, this is what we're seeing from places like Minnesota. California has exactly the same law now. And it is a message to those of us who are parents, hey, butt out, mind your own business. You pointed out here in our Commonwealth, we did have somebody running for governor who said, basically, leave it to us. You know, kids are not your responsibility as parents, and we will do what we want to do. And you're right. We have Governor Glenn Youngkin in no small part in the executive mansion because people said to Terry McAuliffe, that is absolutely outrageous. And, Tim, it wasn't just so-called conservatives. It wasn't just so-called Republicans. I mean, these were just moms and dads going, whoa, wait a minute, you got to dial this garbage back.
Well, that's right. And so the reality, I think, on a lot of these things is, yet again, whenever the left is accusing someone else of being, quote unquote, extreme,
yep.
What they're trying to do is just blame shift. And frequently that's an indication of exactly where they're headed. So, yep. You know, I mean, great other examples, even on abortion, you know, very controversial issue. But across the country, overwhelming polling that people do not think that it's appropriate to have abortion all the way up to birth, like the day of birth. And but Minnesota under this administration, under Governor Walz's administration, and there have even been some recorded incidents of slightly after birth. And so, I mean, these are really tragic. This should not be ideological. These are human stories. These are tragedies.
That's right. There's also the issue in Minnesota about the boys competing against girls. I mean, some of us are watching the Olympics, and we may very well have seen the boxing match where you've got a guy beating up a gal. I mean, it's just absolutely outrageous. But Tim Walz in Minnesota says, oh, yeah, every boy ought to be able to play on the girls' team. What the heck? Why not?
Well, and you know, I mean, there's layers even to the Olympic, you know, case that you're alluding to. I mean, this is not only is it certainly is physically dangerous, and in that case was damaging, broke her nose in pretty
right.
complex ways.
Yep.
She went on to say, I've never actually had a punch hit, you know, land that hard.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's not even purely just kind of about sort of the accomplishment of the, you know, receiving a gold medal or whatever the case. We're talking about actual scholarship opportunities, you know, for
right.
high school students. That frankly, eventually this will come to an end. But we're trying to get this nonsense to kind of work through the American, you know, psychosocial process a lot faster than it currently is, because there's damage being done.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Tim, I want you to let everybody know where they can learn more about Faith and Freedom Coalition. Tim Head is the executive director. And Tim, if you don't mind, can you pass along that website?
Yeah, of course. So we're just at ffcoalition.com. That's ffcoalition.com.
All right. Tim, I appreciate you being here. We're certainly going to get you back, talk about some more of these issues as we get closer and closer to the start of voting. That is Tim Head, the executive director over at Faith and Freedom Coalition. There's a whole slew of stuff. There's a congressman, by the way, out of Minnesota, Pete Stauber. I can't tell you that I am overly familiar with him. However, I can tell you that he has sent out a message on X, almost a tweet, but he sent out a message on X that explains in painful detail all about Tim Walz's record. So here's what I'm going to do. I don't know if you're following me on X as of yet, but please head on over to X. Follow Jeff Katz's show. Follow Jeff Katz's show on X. You can follow the Jeff Katz show on Facebook. And I will get that sent out again so that you can see it. I mean, it is point by point. This Walz character is a danger, and he is a liar. It's 445. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. .451. All right, let me guess. Is that more Snoop Dogg? Or I would so much prefer that he were Snoopy Dogg. I think Snoopy is just 10,000 times cooler than Snoop. So now I understand. People are upset because Snoop apparently is on the Olympics. I am blissfully unaware of that, because you could not pay me enough money to watch that stuff. What's that? $500,000 he's getting total? $500,000 per day? All right, let me amend my prior statement. $500,000 a day, you could get me to watch that stuff. But since I'm not getting the $500,000 a day, I'm telling you right now, I don't care. I don't care all that much about what they're doing. So all of the stuff that's happening, have at it. You know, I'm worried about the weather that's coming in. I really am. I think all of us need to be concerned. Now, I'm not saying you got to run around and be like Chicken Little and say that the sky is falling, but you should probably charge some stuff up, make sure you've got batteries charged up, make sure you've got a real honest-to-goodness radio that's charged up. I mean, you know the way it is. Sometimes we get power blips, the electric goes out. And I have an email here, and I am once again amazed and appalled. It is a, quote, DJ chatter request. Have you ever heard me say that here's a song I did not write, here's a song I don't play any instruments on, and here's a song I do not sing? Oh, wait, here's another song that I didn't write or sing or perform an instrument on. That's what DJs do. Right? And it's always happy with I don't know. They've always got, there's always like a goofy name, right? Like Disco Donnie or Happy DJ or some nonsense. It's always 70 degrees and sunshine. It's like, dude, that's not what we do. This is the only place in 33 years in talk radio where I've had people who work in talk radio refer to those of us who are in talk radio with those terms. Now, look. You want to do that? You do that. I mean, I'm okay with it. I don't care. Have whatever lovely life you want. If that's the job you want, then go for it. I mean, I wish you even more luck, but it's not what I do. And you would think that people would know better than, oh, I have it now, Jeremiah. I apologize. We've got just enough time for a cut number three, right? This is one of those CBS real reporters and serious journalists inside a Hezbollah rally. Cut number three.
In a fiery speech via video link, Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah told supporters that following last week's assassinations of a top Hezbollah military commander and Hamas's main political leader, Israel should be afraid of Iran's planned revenge attack and from what he called the Axis of Resistance, which also includes Hamas and the Houthis.
Well, as supporters of Hezbollah vow to avenge the assassination, we could hear the sound of Israeli fighter jets in the skies above Beirut break the sound barrier.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I'm taking the Israelis and the point spread on that one. And, of course, I'm supposed to leave for Israel in 11 days. I don't know that it's going to happen. I'm hoping that it all works out, but I do know that there have been numerous airline companies who have canceled flights. Yeah, it's a good question. Who goes to a Hezbollah rally? Do you get like one of those rally towels you can wave and popcorn and, you know, collectible bobblehead figures of the terrorists? I don't know. Tomorrow morning, John Reed's going to be here. Make sure that you are listening to John starting at 6, especially with all of this bad weather we're dealing with. It's 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.